something that goes to it.
Well, do you know something light poison out, something else that will break you up?
No, because I've never been allergic to things like that. Nothing, you know, like that would ever break me out.
What are some kind of berries you grow around here?
Blackberries and dewberries and blueberries and strawberries. Blackberries just grow wild.
You have to plant the others.
Yes. Now, dewberries grow wild.
Well, do you know of a kind of a berry that has a real rough surface? And I don't think it grows around here, but you can buy it in the grocery store. It has it's red, it has a real tart flavor to it.
Oh.
Some are red, some of them are sort of black color. But it's not blackberry.
Raspberry.
So two of them would be?
Raspberries.
And have you ever heard some different names for those?
Oh, no. Now, I have those berries, you know, that if they just came out voluntarily along the fence, you know, they have been called gooseberries.
What are they?
It's sort of like a dewberry.
Are they good to eat?
Yes, and they get ripe before blackberries do.
Well, you know, some berries are good to eat. But some of them aren't. The ones that aren't might kill you, so they'd be what?
Poisonous. Or poison.
And what about the flowering bushes that grow they bloom in the late spring? You ever seen some of those kind? They're real tall. They have clusters of flowers, pink and white flowers on them.
Now,
where
do they grow? In our yard? Or
They grow wild in some places.
You talking about crepe myrtle?
No, it wouldn't be crepe myrtle. It would be, it'd have big clusters of bloom, sort of like that.
And they grow on along branches close near water.
Well, one of the names some people call them, they do, they're near water, right?
Honeysuckle?
It wouldn't be quite like honeysuckle. There's a town in Mississippi that some people use that name for. In eastern Mississippi. Law.
Not law.
Yes.
We had some of that at home. On that growing on the branch at home. Mountain laurel.
Well, have you ever seen something like that that it grows up in the mountains? And they're bigger than that, and they have longer stems with flowers on them. Bigger leaves, I think.
No, not that I can recall.
But, well, if you saw some of that, what would you call it, some of that? Just.
Well, I'd still call it mountain laurel, I suppose.
What about roe? Harrisonton?
Rose?
No, it wouldn't be rose. Road. Road. You've never seen a larger one, then.
No, I haven't.
And what about a big flowering tree you might have in your yard? You know, it's real big. It has big white flowers.
Bay.
Well, what would you call it? The big tree?
Magnolia. Well, now, when I was a child, we called that a bay tree.
But now
it's called magnolia.
And do you know some other trees around here? Any other kind?
That I haven't named. Well, we have just lots of evergreen trees, but let's see. Plum tree, and I mentioned pear. Now I have a persimmon tree, Japanese persimmon, and out there.
Is that native?
I bought it at a nursery.
Well, now, if a woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I must ask
my husband.
And are there some other names for that?
Well, I hear